This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Well, no state has lost more banks since 2008 than the state of Georgia. More than 80 banks there have gone under, and many of them were small community banks whose assets were tied to the housing market. Well, a new report says many of those banks wouldn't have failed if it hadn't been for a pesky financial rule. Marketplace's Jim Burris reports from Atlanta.
I buy a house for $100,000. The economy tanks, the value falls to $50,000. I keep paying on the 100 grand, but the bank must report on its books 50, the diminished value of the asset. That's called the mark-to-market rule.
As the bottom fell out of the real estate market, with that rule in place, that has destroyed in an artificial way, we believe, a lot of the capital in banks.
That's Danny Jett with the Georgia think tank Main Street Solutions. It funded a University of West Georgia study looking at the effect of the mark-to-market rule on small banks. Joey Smith conducted the research.
Context matters.
Smith found mark-to-market doesn't always paint an accurate picture of a bank's solvency.
You have to take into consideration what's happening around the bank and other banks because it's one big relationship.
Smith found in the recent crisis, banks had to unload loans that were bad on paper, and that created a snowball effect. He says if the rule isn't revisited, we're likely to see more community banks collapse in a future crisis. I'm Jim Burrish for Marketplace.